With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The ayes have it. The status of Children Amendment Bill has been read a third time and is passed.
The sole bill on Tuesday's order paper is tabled, debated, and passed by MPs. Social Development Minister the Honorable Isaac Rankin presented the bill on behalf of government, which modernizes and strengthens the legal framework that governs the status and rights of children in the Cayman Islands.
The Status of the Children Act 2003 represented a significant step forward when it came into force on the 1st of June 2004. It established the important principle that all children are equal before the law, regardless of the marital status of their parents, and it created a legal framework for determining parentage and resolving paternity matters.
Since then, Mr. Rankin told MPs child welfare practices have developed, with increased recognition of children's rights and their participation in decisions affecting them. In particular, the bill deals with parentage testing orders and introduces a new subsection where minors at least 16 years of age will now be able to give consent to blood tests for parentage testing orders, as long as the minor, quote, understands the nature and purpose of the blood tests and consents to the test specifically for a parentage testing order. This will give a 16-year-old's consent the same weight as an 18-year-old.
This reform acknowledges that older children may possess sufficient maturity to participate meaningfully in decisions that directly affect their legal identity and family relationships.
The bill also empowers the summary court with jurisdiction to deal with matters under the Status of Children's Act. The House resumes at 2 p.m. today, and make sure to tune into our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM, to hear the proceedings live. The Central Planning Authority is meeting today. A major project on the agenda is an application for 157 apartments on Boilers Road in Georgetown. Legoland Real Estate's pitch was previously refused planning permission back in 2024, with a CPA determining the subject site was, quote, not a suitable location for the proposed apartments. In September last year, the CPA adjourned a resubmitted application, waiting for a, quote, legal opinion from the Attorney General's chambers regarding the applicant's attorney at law's position related to the density in a commercial zone. The subsequent Attorney General's opinion was submitted in May. The proposal is for 157 apartment units with 193 bedrooms and a 10-story building. The building includes a pool and gym on the rooftop and 2,100 square feet of commercial space on the ground floor. The Inoki residences are also hoping for a green light for their proposed 33-unit four-story apartment building on Conk Point in West Bay. The property is owned Beach Resort Residential. There's also an application for a dock at the Auburn Bay subdivision in Georgetown. You can find the full agenda online at planning.ky. And take a journey through opera, art, song, and musical theater tomorrow at St. George's Anglican Church.
Join rising soprano Yanla Powell for an inspiring evening of music, showcasing her growing passion for classical repertoire and vocal artistry.
K-Musica's Marius Gaina tells Radio K-Man Thursday's recital will feature works by Rossini, Mozart, Handel, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and more.
Blending timeless classical masterpieces with enchanting modern favorites, Prelude to a Prima Donna promises a memorable evening celebrating music, artistry, and the continued growth of a talented young performer.
The show starts at 6 p.m. and you can get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. U.S. officials say America has supplied doses of an experimental antibody to help fight the growing outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The World Health Organization says the drug is being shipped for clinical trials. Red alerts are in place across a number of countries as a blistering heat wave continues to scorch much of Western Europe. In northern France, tens of thousands of people have been left without power. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, has insisted that the agency will carry out inspections of Iran's nuclear sites as part of the peace framework signed by Tehran and Washington. Iran has denied US claims that it agreed to allow nuclear inspectors. And that's the latest world news from the BBC.